thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, "You're nasty, you're dirty, take it away. You're terrible, you're awful, take it away." I thought I heard him say.
That was Jelly Roll Morton recording in 1939 a song that he was very well known for, Buddy Bolden's Blues. I used that tune as the opening intro for my radio shows back in the 1970s and 1980s over two stations, public radio stations in Washington, D.C. Jelly Roll Morton was a pioneer in jazz. He was both a pianist and a singer and a band leader and an arranger. Buddy Bolden was the legendary founder of jazz, the very first band leader in New Orleans in the mid-1890s.
78-year-old Royal Stokes was born in Washington, D.C. and grew up alongside the Chesapeake Bay. After teaching at universities here in the U.S., in Canada, and Italy, he became a full-time jazz writer and over the years has interviewed more than 1,000 jazz musicians, among them the bass player Leonard Gaskin, the drummer and bandleader Art Blakey, pianist Billy Taylor, not to mention a great number of overlooked women jazz artists. His interest in jazz started very young.
I fell in love with jazz as a 12-year-old at the very outset of World War II. My oldest brother Bill joined the Navy and left behind a half dozen or so 78 RPM boogie-woogie records. I had paid no attention to these, the very strange sounds coming from my brother's bedroom next to mine, when he played them, but when he left, of course, I had to explore that bedroom, and I found the records, and I put them on his turntable, and I was blown away by these sounds. Wow, that was pioneer boogie-woogie pianists Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson doing a tune called Boogie Woogie Man. I began to spend my newspaper route money and allowance on 78 RPM jazz and boogie-woogie and blues records until by my mid-teens or so, I had amassed a collection of 500 or so 78 RPMs, which was quite a handsome collection for a youngster in those days. And I continued to listen to the music. I eventually heard jazz live. I made a trip to New York in my early 20s and went around to all the clubs. I followed jazz over the years, all the way through the period of my academic life. I was a professor of Greek and Latin languages and literature. And then I left the academic life in 1970 and became a jazz radio programmer and a jazz writer, going back to my first love, which was, of course, jazz.
Is there a connection in your mind between your interest in Greek and Latin literature and jazz? I mean, that seems like a huge leap.
Well, it may in a way, but I really love the classics, that is to say, in terms of literature and a civilization, the classics are the study of Greek and Roman history and Greek and Latin literature. And so I switched over to another classic art form, the music jazz, which really is America's classic music.
How did you get to West Virginia, Royal? It seems like an unlikely center of the jazz world.
About 4 years ago, my wife Erica and I, with her retirement coming up in a couple of years from the school system back in Montgomery County, Maryland, we were looking for a so-called retirement community and making weekend visits throughout Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia to likely towns and cities, and we kept coming back to Elkins. We, first of all, loved West Virginia, the beauty of it, and we returned again and again to Elkins many more times than we did to other towns, and were attracted by the presence of the little college up the hill and by the very active arts scene here and just by the general ambiance of the town.
One of the specialties of your books or your interest in jazz seems to be to promote women jazz artists.
Yes, most especially women instrumentalists. Dr. Billy Taylor, in my most recent book, Growing Up with Jazz, has this to say about women jazz instrumentalists. He says that over all those decades, they were, quote, a great and underutilized resource.
Why are women instrumentalists underused?
I think it's the culture of jazz as jazz came up during the decades that women were excluded. Women instrumentalists were excluded from it. They were always there. There are groups that date from the 30s and 40s led by women, filled with women. But the only women who turned up in the bands and combos led by men during all those decades were the pianists. You never came across a woman playing trumpet or saxophone or drums in those bands and combos led by man. And I guess it is part of the culture of jazz, but it should no longer, in this day and age, be that way.
I see that you've got a CD here of all women artists.
Yes, there is a wonderful big band led by the drummer Sherry Maracle. It's called the Diva Jazz Orchestra, and out of that big band is a smaller unit called Five Play, and we're going to hear a number by them, a Helen Reddy song from a few years back called I Am Woman.
Royal Stokes is currently working on his fourth book about jazz artists, as well as a memoir of his life. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jean Snediger in Elkins.